It is our duty as men and women to proceed as though the limits of our abilities do not exist. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A famous author, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, said, "It is our duty as men and women to proceed as though the limits of our abilities do not exist." We always seem to be living as though the limits of our abilities are the guide to what we're going to accomplish. And this is the most limiting, the most unhappy thing we can ever imagine. Why would anyone ever want to limit themselves to what they have done or can do, to what their abilities seem to point to? Well, this is just what we do. We say, "Oh, I've never done that," or, "Hey, that's a new thing for me," or, "I'm not into that area, I'm not into that science or that knowledge, therefore I know nothing about it." Now, if every person who ever lived on the face of the earth were to have said that about the things that faced them, we would be nowhere in our science and our technology. We'd be nowhere at all in the field of learning and awareness. For in truth, as Pierre Teilhard de Chardin says, we should go beyond the limits of our abilities. We should stretch our mind to the ultimate of their possibility. I was reading the practitioner letter of Sylvia this morning, and in the practitioner letter, she's telling us that she goes beyond the limits of her possibilities. Meditation teaches her to listen within and realize that she can do anything that she wants to do. Now, I don't want to turn to Sylvia and say, "Now, Sylvia, you know this is what you said." You see, we do that far too often to our youngsters and to the people in our world. We say, "Now, this is what you said." And we want to tickle them or challenge them to something that they were professing at that moment they didn't know. If instead of doing such a thing, we turn to another person, a youngster or an adult, and we say, "Wow, I like your interest in challenges, your desire to move ahead, your desire to be something very, very special, because you are." They would rise up to new heights of being and expressing. They would do things that they had never dreamed that they would do before. This is what the great inventors, the great people who are challenging new frontiers, are doing every day. They're reaching out to go beyond their abilities as they understand them. Now, there is nothing in the mind of an individual that could ever tell it, "Hey, you know how the world was started. You know how life is, what the purpose of life is. You know what we're here to do. You know who we are and what we are." You know, the eternal questions. Hey, those are just the things that man's mind is made for. To listen within, to go past the mind and all its filters, and that is past the brain and all its filters, into the mind, into the ultimate mind that reveals and knows all things, or knows and reveals all things. As we allow ourselves to reach beyond, as we allow ourselves to see beyond and know beyond, the magic of these wonderful things take place in our life. The magic of these wonderful things reveal themselves to us. The little choo-choo train who was climbing over the mountain says, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can," and boom de boom de boom down the other side, "I know I can, I know I can, I know I can." You see, that's a child's story. And why do we tell such a story to children if we're not wanting to challenge them and encourage them to be all that they can be, or not all that they can be, to be things that they never dreamed that they would be? This is how we want to live our life. We want to live our life doing things that we never dreamed that we would do, things that are far beyond our ability, far beyond what we have done up to this moment, to reach out and touch the stars, to reach out and touch our fondest dream, which has no parameter to it, which we have never even put words around, we have never even given any thought to, except, hey, it's our dream. Yes, we can do those things, and we do those things. And those things are fun. Those things are the joy of human life. Reach out beyond the known into the unknown. Don't think of it as the unknown. Just reach out and watch what your fingers touch as you reach for the stars. As you reach for the stars, you'll touch the earth. You'll touch the moon. You'll touch the planets. You'll touch the sun, the first star. And then you'll reach beyond. And then the reaching becomes all the more easy, all the more wonderful, all the more simple. And as you reach out, the magic of reaching beyond your abilities, the magic of reaching into the infinite, the magic of revealing all of those wonderful, exciting things that lie within us, take place on a daily basis, take place in an exciting way, and each one of us are living as we had never lived before. We are living in an exciting universe. We're living in an exciting time. Oh, it's our duty as men and women to proceed as though the limits of our ability do not exist. And truly, the limits of our ability do not exist. For each time we think, we are already stepping beyond all of the things that we said we couldn't do up to that moment, and accomplishing the magic that we really are. Reach out with me and have a joyous time in doing it, because now is the time for each one of us to touch the Absolute. Have a lovely day, and know that I surround you with my pure white light of love. I enfold you with my awareness that you are divine, and I love you, I love you, I love you.